I think if you declare a defect under 609.2, you're boxing in the township a bit. That's the only downside.
You agree?
Oh, I agree.
But you don't think that the other way boxes the township in a little bit more dangerously?
The fact that they said it was open-ended.
Yeah, I think we need to clarify. We're only proposing if we were to make a declaration tonight, it would only be with respect to the ordinance not allowing for multiple commercial uses on the same property. And that's right. That's the only thing that we're declaring the ordinance to be defective in.
Right.
I mean, we're not declaring that our ordinance is unreasonable or anything else. We're just saying that presently, as it exists, the ordinance does not allow for multiple commercial uses on a single parcel of land.
With clarity as to how that would be
correct,
what standards would apply and how right. It would be handled.
Right.
So in declaring that, though, within the 180 days, if we came up with the ordinance, that would be the end of it?
Assuming that the developer doesn't then take an appeal right. from your revised ordinance, yes.
And where are you if you get an appeal?
Where would we be?
Yeah.
If we had the declaration of a defective ordinance as regards, as Tony said, as regards the multiple commercial uses on one property, we pass an ordinance in due course that we think adequately amends it. The developer appeals that, ends up in front of the judge, and I think they'd have a hard time prevailing, assuming that our amended ordinance touches upon all the necessary bases.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Andy.
All right, given the fact that the letter, their intent with this curative amendment leaves it open-ended, they said there will be no time limit on it. So if we did just an amendment to the ordinance, which I don't think we would take that long to actually tie that one up, but that would that be the better approach? And do we have any bite in that letter that says there won't be any time limit put on it?
Well, that could change any time, couldn't it?
It could. That is absolutely correct. Right now, because of no formal application, there's no time clock, and we are proceeding under 609, your standard amendment to the zoning ordinance, which has no time frame associated with it. So it's subject to DPG throwing up their hands at some point saying, you guys aren't moving this forward, here's a formal submission, and that starts a clock running.
Okay.
The back and forth has been fairly positive, and so I don't see that happening in the near future.
You don't see it happening in the near future?
Correct. So it may be that you don't take any action tonight, that you just let the process as it has evolved now continue on. See what the PC finally comes up with, see how DPG reacts to that, get it in front of you all, see if you agree with the proposal, and maybe you do, and you adopt that proposed change.
Andy, to my recollection, there wasn't formal action by the Board of Supervisors to direct the Planning Board to make those modifications. They've been working on them. They weren't working on anything in the ordinance that they see that, or that we see. We haven't formalized a particular request in this regard. Should that be done?
Not necessary, especially given the recent history of the PC addressing it. So it's not a formal requirement.
Okay. All right, I think we have a lot to think about.
Yes.
Okay, well, I appreciate the discussion. If you have any questions, I'm here to answer them. Please shoot me an email or let me know if you want to get together again.
Thank you, Andy.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks. Have a good night.
Take care.
All right. Thank you all.
Okay, it's 7:20. I make a motion. We adjourn the meeting and open up the public hearing for the updated comprehensive plan.
Do you amend that to recess the meeting and open the public hearing? Yeah. I'll second that.
Recess it.
Barbara's here.
Hi, Barbara.
Favor.
Hi, Tony.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay.
You're on.
We have a public hearing scheduled with regard to the comprehensive plan that's pursuant to notices that went out on June 12 and June 19 in the dispatch. There is a court reporter present, so if there's anyone that wants to speak, kindly state your name and who you are and what your position is so that the court reporter can make a stenographic record of it. The Planning Commission had forwarded this comprehensive plan to the Board of Supervisors in April of 2025. In March of 2025, the Pike County Planning and Mapping Office found the comprehensive plan to be consistent with the county comprehensive plan and also our municipal ordinances. And in March of 2025, we received correspondence from Matamoras Borough and Westfall Township indicating that they had reviewed the plan and does not appear to be in conflict with either municipality's plans. And in April of 2005, we got a letter from the Secretary of Westfall Township, Caitlin Hildebrand, indicating that their engineer had reviewed it and the supervisors found it not to be in conflict with their current municipal plans and or ordinances. So having said that, I'm going to open up the floor to our planner, Jason Wood, to make a short presentation, and then we'll take any public comment at that time. Thank you.
Sure. So way back when, a couple of years ago, we started in on on the Milford Township Comprehensive Plan. We were hired to professionally assist the Planning Commissioner, the Planning Board, in developing it. It is a requirement under, I believe, Statute 247 of the PA Code that this should be considered every 10 years and rewritten or amended and changed. And there's a whole bunch of different sections in the MPC that we're mandated to look at. And they include land use, transportation, housing. And so we looked at all those, historic preservation, right? So this was also funded by the Pike County Scenic Rural Character Preservation Program as well. So we wanted to take a look at preserving and conserving different parcels of land, depending on what they have. So. We took I believe it's the 2006 comprehensive plan, was the last time this was done, so quite a while ago, outside of that 10-year recommended timeline. And we took a look at everything. We looked at demographics, we looked at the community character, and also even your sewage disposal, preferred routes there. And we engaged the community through a public survey as well. And this includes a chapter on that and what they had to say. And we tried to honor all that. We know nationally, you know, we have a housing distribution issue. There's not as much for sale at a variety of costs to accommodate a variety of family sizes or individuals looking to buy a home and live in the area. So took a look at that. We came up with a vision statement We looked at several needs, including some of the items which were previously talked about in the meeting, amending the ordinance, looking at land use, making sure all land uses were accounted for, and things like that. So I can go through some of the goals and objectives that are included in the chapters, particularly housing. I'll maybe point out a few out here. But really, this was all done in an effort to generate the end of the document, which is an implementation matrix. It has action items and then kind of conceptual outcomes of what, you know, the supervisors and the planning commission are hoping to achieve and give to the folks and meet the needs of the community here. So, where's my... Must have breezed past the objectives and goals here. I want to give you guys an example. I'm sorry. I think there's some on 41. I think I was just looking there. That's a conclusion. Sorry, everyone. I should have this queued up. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Don't be sorry. Just get to it.
I think you're on. I think I'm 40 here.
No pressure.
I was going to say, I think the objectives are at the end.
Yeah.
So
here's an example here in the historic preservation. So we're suggesting, and again, these are objectives and goals. They're kind of a prelude here to the actual actions at the end, which I'll go over. But an example would be conduct an inventory of historic resources in the township, including buildings, roads, and archaeological interest sites. Two is consider the development of local historic register program. Three is incorporate the preservation of historic resources into the subdivision and land development ordinance for all different types. And a really important one to note here. Is prepare and adopt design guidelines for commercial, industrial, and institutional projects to encourage development types, arrangements, and materials that are consistent with the town's character. So we found, and I'll go over some of the higher priority implementation action items, but the Planning Commission wanted to, you know, not be pro-development, that's not the word I'm looking for, but they recognize the benefits of developing the area commercially and coming up with additional housing, which is clearly needed for the public survey and you know, everybody's observations. But we also wanted to make sure that the rural character of the community is defined and protected. So that comes up quite a few times in the document, really. You know, we want to just cut this place loose and have, you know, multifamily housing on every single lot across the whole thing, wall to wall. We all recognize and enjoy the scenic views, the Delaware River, the different historic, whether it's gray towers or just contiguous forest land, and that's here. So that was a big, high priority item. And then we have our implementation matrix here. And we have it set up into three different sections. We have short-term goals that are 0 to 2 years with outcomes, really medium-term goals, which are 2 to 5 years, and then more long-term goals. The long-term goals aren't really something that you would let sit for 5 years and then take on. The reason they're on the more of a long-term timeline is because they're going to take quite an effort to achieve. So just pointing some things out here, you know, right off the bat, we're suggesting that, actually the Planning Commission suggested that they would be open to host an open house and talk with local folks about zoning initiatives and really the zoning process. Give people the opportunity to meet some of these officials and talk about what their role in the community is. Just so folks who might want to get involved or have a lack of understanding, whether they're trying to develop a property or go through the zoning process, or they want to get involved as a local official, would be given the opportunity to do that. We're finding across the board, and especially in Pennsylvania, just not a lot of folks who want to put in time for their community or be an elected official or try to help. Here, goal four in 0 to 2 years too, we're suggesting that you amend the subdivision and land development ordinance as well as the zoning ordinance to reflect community values regarding the latest land use trends. So throughout this document also, we note that you want to continue to look at your planning strategies, your zoning ordinance, and you want to continue to retrofit it, adapt it, and work with developers and new trends. We don't want this document to go on the shelf and everybody to just kind of say, we're not really going to consider any new zoning changes for a few years because it becomes an issue. In fact, the Act 247 mandate is, its intent is to have them really this looked at almost annually to make sure you guys are meeting all the community needs, but also you're spending money wisely and you're making sure that the health, safety, and welfare of the community is being protected. So every year you do your capital budget and you make sure you have enough salt for the roads, all that kind of stuff. Fortunately for all of you, if you live here, you have very, very active supervisors and a planning commission, so it's great. I don't want to ramble on. We have some action items and outcomes here. And we have some funding and partnership opportunities, depending on which action items you're working on. Tried to spell that out really clearly. The Planning Commission and Ms. Hendricks wrote a fantastic executive summary. And I believe once this is adopted, they'll get it right up online for developers to look at, because it is, you know, influential and kind of one in the same with zoning ordinances and the amendments you're taking. So with that being said, I appreciate you listening to me ramble on. I'll turn it back over to Tony for comments and, and the
thanks,
supervisors.
Thank you, Jason. Is there anyone that has any comments regarding the proposed comprehensive plan? If you do, please come up to the microphone and give the same. Is there anyone online that has any comments regarding the proposed comprehensive plan? Bill, any comment? I see Bill's with us.
No, not at this time.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. Supervisors, I'm going to turn it back and ask you to close the public hearing.
Oh. Can the press ask a question at this point?
Sure.
So you cut a wide swath very quickly, Jason. I don't know if you want to answer this question or whether the supervisors want to answer the question, but, you know, what are some of the, you know, if I was to relay this back to our viewers, the people of Pike County, what are some of the short-term goals that you can quickly, you know, tell us that the township has, and what are some of the maybe medium-term goals and some of the long-term goals? You know, let's kind of like rubber hits the road and tell people what this document really talks about. May I have a copy of one of those?
Sure. Absolutely. Yes,
there you are, Preston.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so I would point you actually in the direction right off the bat of the vision statement. It should be, it's the fifth page of the document. And really, it's the overall goal, right? The overall outcome we want. And I'll read this aloud. Milford Township, a beautiful ex-urban municipality in northeast Pennsylvania, supports an increasing population and variety of new local businesses. These businesses offer living wages, provide a balanced standard of living, and value career-focused employees. Minimal adjustments made to taxes and development fees allow adequate medical and fire protection services to protect the community for the township to function responsibly. A clear sense of place has been established by maintaining the community's rural character and providing easy access to public spaces. Milford Township is a deeply desirable place to live for residents of all ages, where a high percentage of citizens own their own homes, work close by, and enjoy a deep sense of community pride. So really conceptually, the short-term and long-term goals are really identifying and welcoming new businesses, sustainably growing the population gently over time so that we can accommodate with new construction homes or homes that exist here being renovated, and we can build a quality of life. So the longer term goals are ones that are going to take a much longer time. And an example of that would really be, you know, identifying a large business that would come to the area and create an incredible amount of jobs and pay family sustaining wages. The shorter term goals are saying, hey, you know, let's take a look at our vacant lots. Let's see what projects are coming in where developers want to develop, and let's ask them some questions and see if their intent is in line with ours. And that would help, you know, generate jobs here short term. And hopefully those people who get jobs there, if they don't live here already, will slowly over 2 to 5 years move and be able to have a home here. But during the process, we did identify there's a lack of homes for sale and a lack of new housing for folks who want to move here, or even the people who already live here. It's tough. So that's probably the overarching goal, when you say,
Rachel. Well, what I would say, Preston, is that when we conducted the focus group survey, the number one response from residents in Milford Township was that they really wanted to see the rural character preserved in our community. And so in whatever types of new development happen, they want to make sure that the place still feels like home and still has that country charm that we love in the Milford area. And that, I think, you see kind of woven through the document with the various different action items and goals that have been set, including, you know, ordinance changes that will assist us in making sure that we're able to adequately protect that rural character preservation. And that includes things like the materials and, you know, the character type of ordinance structure that that Jason already mentioned. So that was something that when we, you know, we started out hearing that response from the majority of the people who responded to the survey, and we had over 100 people respond. And then we started to drill down and ask them what that meant to them. Overwhelmingly, it meant trees, it meant buffers, it meant privacy, it meant having, you know, the ability to have, you know, peace, I think. I think that was the overarching theme from the way I understood the people who spoke at the focus group. Yep. And so we're trying to make sure that we've got our roadmap now, and after it's adopted, and then we'll move into implementation phase for that.
Yeah.
So I just have one quick follow-up question. You know, you say people want, their number one focus or their goal was to keep the rural character, but at the same time, you know, we're talking about development. How can the supervisors really strike a balance when you've got, you know, just down the road on the other side of where there is septic or sewer or whatever you want to call it, you've got these large complexes being built. That's directly at odds with the number one goal of the 100 people who answered. So how do you kind of work that out in reality?
Well, there are certain things that you can do, and things like tree preservation, buffer areas, density of how much development takes place on an individual parcel. You know, those things all come into play. And then there's the feel of what does get developed. What does it look like? You know, how are the traffic patterns set up? You know, is it something that is sustainable for the community, or is it something that, you know, detracts from that sense of peace that I think our residents were pretty clear about in the focus group process?
And coming from a planning level, some of these companies that have come, well, most of them that come in, are more than willing to change the appearance of their buildings to try and match the characteristic of the township.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Any other questions? I make a motion we close the public hearing on the Milford Township Comprehensive Plan to reopen the supervisor's meeting.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
Just out of curiosity, what's the next step on this comprehensive plan?
They'll pass it.
I'll make a motion that we adopt the comprehensive plan that we have before us.
I will second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Congratulations on
thank you, Jason.
Job well
thank you, Jason.
Done.
Congratulations
to you. Long term.
Perseverance.
Long time.
Yeah.
You got it.
That was worth it because we didn't even have any comments. We
two
nailed
years.
It.
This
two
time
years.
Around, we didn't have any comments.
I just said, your name is Jason Wood, you said?
Yeah.
And what company are you with? Or?
Woodland Design Associates.
Okay, moving on.
It's been, what, 2 years, Jason?
Yeah.
Start to finish?
Yeah.
2 years of working on this.
It's important we got
it. I have a question.
Yeah.
25 years, right?
And our thanks to the Scenic Rural Character Preservation Board for supporting this project with the grant dollars that they used to help.
The what was the name of it?
Scenic Rural Character Preservation Board awarded us $6,000 in grant money to help with the process and the expense.
How much did it all cost?
About $30,000, roughly.
Okay, moving on with the Township meeting, treasurer's report.
Sure. So are you tabling the June 30 minutes?
No,
we adopted them.
And 30.
Did 16.
Yeah.
We adopted the minutes.
Okay. Since the last meeting, I have received $25 from Greenwood Hills Homeowners Association for conference room rent, $120.38 from code inspections, and $670 from sewage. All those were deposited. And then this morning I received $3,217.37 from Pike County Tax Claim Bureau, $7,406.05 from Real Estate Transfer Tax. Excuse me.
She said something else.
You all right?
Take your time, Sean. Yep.
$19,000.
Do you have a list?
I'm stuck.
Yep.
Yes.
Just hand it down.
Excuse me.
Okay. All right. $3,217.37 from the Pike County Tax Claim Bureau, $7,406.05 from real estate transfer taxes, $19,537.14 from real estate taxes, and $3,256.20 from ambulance tax. Thank you, Shahana, for the treasure.
I didn't deposit any of those taxes when we came this morning.
Okay, that's so fine. Very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Roadmaster's report. Since the last meeting, we managed to get all of our weeds and stuff cut along our roads. We finished up last Thursday. At the same time, our mower, the power steering hose onto it blew, so we had a little trouble getting that back. Had to
that's
drive
what it.
It
was.
Yes, that's why it was sitting up by you. And that was a little tough getting it back to the shop, but we do have the hose being made for it. We did get all the mowing. That's the second time we've mowed the side roads. So our 2017 Ram 5500 is at Ray's. We had driver's side front caliper lock up on us the other day. So after further examination, needs brakes, rotors, and the calipers in the front. And we're having trouble with the power steering pump on that also. So, trying to get it all back together. We did a quick patch job up on the Shakopee Road again, the dirt portion of it. All this rain is messing up pretty good, but it's not in too bad a shape. There seems to be a lot more activity up there with the lake this year than normal. I don't know why, but maybe they stocked with bigger trout or something, but seems to be more people up there fishing. That's about all I have. Zoning.
I didn't receive any new permits after the last meeting.
Okay. Public participation.
Just one question on the comprehensive plan. I'm sorry, what was the actual cost on for the township on it? I know you received a grant, but how much did it
about $30,000.
How much?
$30,000, roughly.
$30,000.
If I could then, so you guys actually are entitled to, I think it's 10 or 12 final copies. We have this made in InDesign, so it will actually be an 8.5 by 11 booklet. And it looks really nice, and I'd like to publish that and send it to you. Is 10 copies enough? Or is it like 12, or what do you?
More the merrier.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, we'll get those.
You listen to them.